Good morning. What? Shuweko Fellowship. I'll say it again in case you didn't hear me. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at First Presbyterian Church. Here we extend our welcome to everyone because we extend it in the name of Jesus Christ. He welcomes all, so we welcome all. We are delighted that you are here worshiping with us. This is a special Sunday for us. We have lots of visitors today. If you are a visitor and you would like for us to have your contact information, there are visitor cards right in the pew back, right in front of you. If you're one that's more tech savvy, there's on our Facebook or on our website, there's a visitor card there that you can go to. If you'd like for us to know who you are, you can fill that information card out. And when the offering plate comes by, we're asking that's all you have to put in the plate, just so that we can know you. On the back side of that card is a prayer request. So anybody that has a prayer request this morning, you can simply fill that out. We pray every Wednesday at 11 a.m. We have a special prayer time. So we take those prayer requests seriously and are happy to pray for you. Also, when the offering plates come by, those of you who are making a pledge, there's a whole lot going on this Sunday, in case you're wondering. Those of you who are making a pledge, we'll be dedicating our pledges for 2023. So thank you so much for placing those in the plate so that we can prepare for the next year. Now, a few announcements that I want to make sure I get all these in. If you are a visitor and are here as we are celebrating All Saints Day, and you have a loved one whose name is being read, we have a rose for you. So at the conclusion of the service, after the benediction, we're inviting you to be the first ones to exit out of the sanctuary. And Miss Mary Majestic will be in the back, waving now. She'll be there to hand you a white rose. And then we're inviting you to our fellowship dinner. And all the best food is out there first. So we're wanting our visitors to be able to get to the table first. So if you would join us, we would love to have some fellowship time together. We've all put name tags on so we can make sure we know each other. What a great Sunday to be together. And we just want to welcome you to our family. Now, announcements that are in the bulletin. We do have a prayer quilt, and it's kind of an emergency prayer quilt. William Kegler's mother, Norma Collins, she's in kidney failure, and dialysis won't work for her. So this is really the end. But as Christians, we know that's not the end, but we want to lift her up in prayer. And so that's who the quilt is for on your way out. If you tie a knot, if you're new to our church is all about prayer. And it's actually an outreach ministry that we have. It's our ability to pray for those outside of our church to show them the love of Christ. So Norma is who we are dedicating the quilt for in the prayer after communion. This Wednesday, everybody come. We're really excited for our Advent Festival. So we'll be in the fellowship hall. All ages are welcome. If you are interested in having a practice over the Christmas season, Advent season, that will help you get closer to God, that's what we're going to be about. We're going to be making a calendar where every day you're going to plug in some kind of either a mission activity or a prayer or a scripture reading so that as we move through Advent, you as a family, as your home, will be able to work on those disciplines together. And we will have cookies. So come. The Logos kids will be there. The youth will be there. All ages are welcome. If you're single at home, come on. Have one for yourself. Also, the Christmas shoeboxes, it is that time of the year. Our dedication will be on November 20th. So make sure to grab a box. And then we also want to be mindful, especially with what we're doing today in honoring the saints of the church. We have a special pre-share one-day class called Surviving the Holidays. That is on Saturday, November 19th at 10 a.m. If you are interested in that, you see the information, the contact information for Charlene in here. We would love for you to come and participate in that class. But you know you are not alone as you go through this season. And that we love you, and that's what Brief Share is a great reminder of. Ooh, that's a lot of announcements. Let's get to worship. Let us stand. Oh, I did forget one other thing, sorry. Because of the time change, we have a bell that rings 10 minutes before worship begins at 11. But because of the time change, that means at about 10 till 11, in the middle of our worship, the bell's going to go just and make a lot of noise. My encouragement to you would be to think of the saints that we are remembering, and that's a bell for each one of them who's going to be coming to the communion table with us, or maybe it's however you would like to let that aging in worship. But yes, we know it's going on, and it's calling us to praise. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing praise to God in the congregation of the faithful.
For God takes pleasure in the chosen people.
And adorns the humble in the victory.
Let us pray. Gracious God, open our eyes this morning and fix them on your Son, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, blow through this room in a way that draws our spirits together and unites us with you as we exalt you, O God. So to you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all glory be to you as we cry out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Thank you.
God. And then sometimes we have songs that are God's word to us. And so as we sing them, we realize we're singing them to each other to affirm our faith. So as we sing, our middle two songs are actually going to be God's word to us, but we're singing it to each other in this way. It reminds us not to be afraid that God is with us.
Found in your bulletin. For if you have been blessed, for every confession at the top, God
of the ages, as we remember the saints who have gone before us, we are grateful for their witness and humbled by their example. Even though they have marked well the path of faith, we are aware that following in that way is hard for us to do. We drift and waver. We resist and rebel. Remind us that the saints before us were not perfect, just forgiven. They were not righteous, just saved by grace. We ask for that forgiveness through Jesus Christ, and we pray for the faith to trust in that grace for the sake of Jesus.
Amen. For if we have been united with Christ in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Praise God. In Christ Jesus, we are forgiven and alive to God.
Let us pray. God, we are your children by faith in Jesus Christ, your Son. And so as your children, Lord, we want instruction. We want teaching. We want guidance. Lord, we are followers of Jesus. We're disciples of the way of Christ. And because we're students of Jesus, we want to hear from him, our rabbi. And we want your Holy Spirit here with us now to fix our eyes on him so that we can learn from him and sit at his feet. There's lots of things in this world that can draw us away or cause us to forget or to stumble. And so, Holy Spirit, make the way smooth for us as we seek to follow Jesus. And use your word as our rule, our canon. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Our scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. If you have a pew Bible open, or if you have your own Bible that you brought from home, I do want to just point out, if you want to flip to chapter 11 and just notice the heading there, by faith, and then there's this big list of people who have exhibited faith all through the Old Testament. You've heard of the Hall of Fame, right? Some people call this the Hall of Faith. That it's all these people that have lived out the faith. They are the cloud of witnesses that we're about to hear about in Hebrews chapter 12. So when the writer of Hebrews mentions the cloud of witnesses, think of all these people, the saints who have gone before. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. There's a man named Dr. Gordon Fee. He was a professor at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. That's where I went to school. He wasn't there at the same time I was there, but his legacy still proceeded. On the first day of class, he would come in, and rather than passing out the syllabus, he would say simply this: someday you're going to come across the headline, Gordon Fee is dead. He said, don't believe it. Then he climbed up onto his desk, and rather than passing out the syllabus, he would lead the class in singing, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing." He said, no. Very much, Gordon Fee is alive, and he is singing with his Lord and his King. Well, this past week, at age 88, that headline finally came across the papers. And Gordon Fee is exactly right. He is not dead. He is very much alive and with our Savior Jesus Christ, and he is singing with his Lord and with his King. Let me explain a little bit about what All Saints Day is all about. It's the one day in the church calendar when we recognize that those who have departed from this earth with faith in Jesus Christ are with their Lord and with their King and living eternally. If that word saints kind of trips you up, you're like, wait, we're not Catholic. I thought we were Presbyterian. You're right. But it's actually a biblical word, saints. Do you know the Apostle Paul, when he writes a letter to the church, he writes to the saints of Ephesus, to the saints in Rome. We're, if you put your trust in Jesus, we're the saints. Now, what we're celebrating today is that there are some saints who have gone on to the church triumphant while we are still here in what scholars would call the church militant, the church on earth. So today is a day when we read passages like this to remember the cloud of witnesses. So I know I don't have long, but what I'd like to do is ask a few questions of the passage that we've just read. And here's our good news for us today. It's simply this: join in with the faithful and fixing our eyes on Jesus. Join in with the faithful saints who've gone before us in fixing our eyes on Jesus. Three questions I want to ask. The first question is, who's looking? Well, if you picked up on it, this language that the author is using is of an athletic contest. There's a race that's about to be run. Did you catch it? Now, I want you to picture in your imagination a Greco-Roman stadium with tiered stands all around. And you're about to run a race. And all the ones who are up in the stands, that is the cloud of witnesses, in those tiered seats, what we just looked at, that hall of faith that has Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and countless thousands of the faithful sitting in the stands. So it's not just those Old Testament people. It's also your loved ones who've put their trust in Jesus Christ. It's this big church. I heard one pastor describe it this way. Yes, there's going to be the Methodists, and they're going to be led by John Wesley. And then there's the Lutherans, and they're going to be led by Martin Luther, and the Anglicans led by Thomas Cranmer, and the AME Church led by Richard Allen, and of course the Presbyterians led by John Calvin, and maybe John Knox. And then there's going to be the Baptists, and they're going to be led by Jesus himself. Can we make that joke? Is that okay? But on All Saints Day, we're aware of the crowd. They have run. They have finished their race. That's who's looking. The crowd, and we're looking. Here's the trick. Where are we all looking? This is so important. I think this is what can leave us in sadness if we don't get this part right. We don't look at the crowd. We fix our eyes on Jesus. I would make the case that the crowd isn't even looking at us. They ran their race because they too fixed their eyes on Jesus. We're all looking because we're saints, but to whom are we looking? Jesus Christ. Can we go back to that guy, Gordon Fee? Because my guess is you've never heard of him, but your life is impacted by him. Really, you think? Yes. So Gordon Fee was a biblical scholar. And for 30 years, he served on the team that translated the NIV version of the Bible. What we just read had his linguistic fingerprints on it as he translated Hebrew and Greek into English. And here's what I love about the story of Gordon Fee. He ran his race in such a way that he fixed his eyes on the Word. The Word made flesh. And now when he's in the great cloud of witnesses, he's left behind a legacy that we too now fix our eyes on the Word. Where do we look? To Jesus. My last question, why do we look to Jesus? I mean, it sure would be fun to look at the crowd, right? Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. The text says he is the author and the perfecter. The Hebrew words there are the arche, that means the beginning, and the telos, the ending. Arche, the beginning. He's the founder. He's the one who pioneered the way. If you want to know the way, Jesus ran this race. I almost picture it not like hacking the jungle, making a way of faith forward that we might follow. But he's also the one who finished the race. He's the telos. He's the culmination, the completer. He achieved faith's ultimate goal on our behalf. Oswald Chambers, in his classic devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, says this about our gaze. He says, the look of Jesus will require breaking your heart away forever from allegiance to any other person or thing. Read that again. The look of Jesus will require breaking your heart away forever from any allegiance to any other person or thing. is an all-in, fixing your eyes on Jesus, because he's the author. He's the perfecter. He began it and he finished it. What do we mean by that? It means that he endured the cross for us. The hardship, the pain, the suffering. He died our death. So when our loved ones have put their trust in him, that's how we know they too are counted with the saints. And now we run. I love the way one scholar put it. He said, although there are hurdles, the roadblocks have all been removed. Because Jesus didn't just begin the race, he finished it. He went all the way to death and died our death and then was raised to new life. Because how does the passage end? That he is seated on the throne. Last time I checked, you don't go up to a king and say, hey, can I sit on your throne? Unless you're the king. Jesus is victorious, not just over sin, but also over death. And so he assures us that on a day like today, we can affirm that there is resurrection and eternal life. Close with this. There's been a tragedy in our community. If you know Pastor Jeff Moss, he's deeply involved with FCA, a close friend of our church. His wife is a coach at St. John's. It's Brittany. They have three children, two girls and a little boy, a two-year-old boy named William. And last weekend, William got COVID that then led to pneumonia. And on Halloween, a two-year-old boy died. I don't stand before you with any answers to your why questions, but I do stand before you with the hope that William died on Halloween, All Hallows Eve, and the next day, that Tuesday, which was All Saints Day, William was numbered with the saints. I do not understand why it happened, but I do know this, that Jesus Christ ran this race and died so that tragedies like that won't be eternal. And he was raised to new life, and he is seated on that throne, and William is joining in. And it's so true, as it is of Gordon Fee, he very much is alive. William very much is alive. And he's singing with our King and with our Lord. And so today, friends, as we come to this table, we join together with all the saints in affirming that Jesus Christ is where we fix our eyes. He's the author, the perfecter of our faith. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.